Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, you'll see my email address right there on top of the page, so you can contact me for prayer requests or any other reason. Thank you again so very much for listening today. And as we always do, it would be my great honor to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words. And as always, I pray for them, and I pray for all the ones they love, and I pray for every situation in their lives. I pray for peace and safety and love and blessing and health and all good things, that their lives will just be heaven on earth. And all these things I pray through Jesus, my Lord, my King, my everything. Amen. The message today is called, May I Have Your Attention, Please? As I was praying today, Father spoke to me, and he asked me to listen and write and publish his words for all to hear. Here are his words, he said. My beloved ones, may I have your attention, please? I have spoken to you over and over and over, but so many are not listening. There's great change going on in your world as light fills in the dark places, and those who love to dwell in darkness because their ways are evil are exposed. This is a great day for you, but there is still a problem. So many of you have your eyes fixed solely on what is happening, and it's like you can't take your eyes away, even for a moment. Although what is happening in the world is a wonderful thing, it is still not supposed to be your focus. I liken it to Lot's wife, who couldn't take her eyes off the destruction and was overcome by it. You must take time each day to refocus your attention on me and not get caught up in every little detail of the events happening in the world. My loved ones, as it is written, only if your eye is single will your body be filled with light. You get filled with light by looking at the light and not by gazing into the darkness. If you keep staring at the darkness, even though you're looking at its destruction, your minds will be filled with the darkness you stare at. My loved ones, I have told you to look ahead and look into my eyes and see a glorious future. But so many of you are stuck watching the darkness being rooted out and have lost your joy because of it. Your focus should always be on me. Just as my beloved firstborn said, I only do what I see my father doing. Let's think about this for a moment. What did my son see me doing? A man with a withered hand was before him, and he told him to stretch out his hand. He didn't see the hand crippled, but saw through my eyes that it was already whole, and the man didn't know it. He asked a blind man, What is it that you would have me do for you? He didn't see him as blind, but saw him whole. My loved ones, as long as you see yourselves and others as broken, then that's what you will experience. Do you remember that when the blind man received his sight, he saw what my son saw? He said, I see men as walking trees, not bowed down and broken, but trees of righteousness, bearing forth the fruit of my spirit and my love. He saw men as already whole. There was a man who was paralyzed because of guilt over his sin. My beloved one told him his sins were already forgiven and to take up his bed and walk. Once again, seeing him whole made him whole. This is how I want you to see the world. I don't want you to see it full of darkness and evil. This will only produce more darkness and more evil. I want you to see what the prophet saw when he said, The whole earth is filled with the glory of God. So many of you are reeling because of the evil deeds that have been revealed to you, and you can't see the world full of my glory anymore. Yet it hasn't changed. For every one darkened person, there are a million who are loving and kind. Those who want to keep you in darkness will never tell you this. They will show you darkness until that darkness fills your whole world. The only cure for darkness is light. If you want to change your world, you must be a lamp that stays lit because it stays connected to the light source. If you want a world that is filled with joy, peace, love, and goodness, then you must stay focused on the source of goodness. This is what my beloved said. You must eat my flesh and drink my blood if you want to have my life in you." He was not talking about cannibalism. He told you that he is the bread that came down from heaven. By setting your minds and hearts upon him and upon us, you connect to the vine that feeds you, and you feed on this bread of life. As my son said, "I am the vine, and you are the branches." You don't feed yourselves. You get your nourishment from me, and you get it through keeping your hearts and minds in tune with me. You can't be in tune with me and focused on the world at the same time. You must take your eyes off the wind and the waves if you ever want to walk on the water. Do you remember that my son and his disciples were in a boat and a great storm arose? The storm came to challenge their peace. My son had already told them that they were going to the other side. If they'd only thought for a moment, they would have realized that the one who said they were going to the other side was the same one who spoke the earth and all that is into existence. Just as it is written, all things were created by him and for him. They could have been sleeping in the boat right next to him, and they still would have made it. They could have chosen to remain at rest instead of confronting the storm. They woke him up, and he stopped the storm and rebuked them, not because they didn't have faith to stop the storm, but for not having faith that the storm could not stop them. My dearest ones, I don't want you to be afraid of the storm that is happening around you. I want you to crawl in my lap and go to sleep and let me handle it. No more fear and worry and watching each bolt of lightning and shaking from each clap of thunder. You can rest in me and get off the roller coaster of emotion that so many of you are riding on. As the psalmist wrote, "He who abides in the secret place of the Most High shall dwell in the shadow of the Almighty." So you have to choose to abide in me and dwell in me by keeping your eyes and your hearts tuned into me. You can choose to dwell in the chaos you see with your eyes, or you can choose to dwell in my protection by keeping your eyes set on me. As it is written, "I will keep him at perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon me." My loved ones, I have a place of peace and security and rest for you. It's been ready since before the world began. I have peace that you cannot get from the world. I have a place of love and joy that you can live in at all times. All I need from you is your attention. May I have your attention, please? This is the end of the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I pray for you always, and I'll see you soon.